Today I voted for a package that would reduce the nation's debt by $2.4 trillion. And it would do that without taking a penny from people on Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, without cutting school lunch programs and cutting Pell Grants for students trying to get an education. It would take half of the money from the military budget, the other half from cuts in other federal discretionary programs, and save $1 trillion by ending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan by the end of next year. This is a good start. More needs to be done. We need to close tax loopholes, end tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires to get more savings. We have to pass a balanced budget amendment, a fair balanced budget amendment, that would force the people in Washington, D.C. to have an adult conversation and make tough choices instead of this crazy partisan scrambling around that's been going on for the last several weeks, threatening the integrity of the debt of the United States, the full faith and credit of the government of the United States. We don't need to go there. We can make these decisions, and we can get us back on a balanced fiscal course.